in those first 4 to 6 weeks postpartum, and this is according to Chinese medicine, you want to really, really, really focus on warming foods. So nothing cold. So I won't be drinking smoothies. I won't be drinking anything cold. It's going to be like warm teas, warmed oats. I just said oats for if you like oatmeal. Warmed oats are great with protein. Chilies, stews, like things that are easy to digest and warm and full of warming spices.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
All right, let's talk about prepping for postpartum. So I truly think that if we do not plan and we do not prep, we are not setting ourselves up for success. And a lot of the prep that I do for postpartum is to make my life easier and to support tiredness and mental health. And the reason why is you aren't going to be sleeping great. Sleep's going to be off, right? You literally just went through labor. You are going to have a massive drop in hormones. Everything is going to be shifting around. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like after you have a baby, you literally feel like what's going on your insides. And you want to have the support to help balance those hormones postpartum, help everything settle. And a lot of things that I see happen postpartum with a lot of my clients, which is why they end up on coming to me, is a lot of postpartum anxiety, a lot of postpartum rage, really struggling with trying to lose weight, really struggling with mood swings and just everything all over the place. So I want to share what I'm doing and how I'm prepping, and maybe some of it will be useful for you. I think that some of this is going to be really useful whether you are like right in the season now of postpartum or whether you are a few months out. I still think it's going to be extremely useful for you. So first of all, I want to talk about the practicality things. So like things that make a really big difference in the healing. Okay. I can just share my experience. Of course, you know, this is not in any way medical advice. I've had 2 kids, so this will be my third. And I've had clients with 13 kids. So I feel like sometimes when I go, okay, I have 2 kids, let me share my experience, it kind of just makes me laugh because I'm like, do I have any experience? I don't know. Anyway, so number one, I tried out Rael, I think is how you say them, R-A-E-L, disposable period underwear, my last postpartum journey, and I loved them. So I will be using those again. I'm sorry, I just can't get with the reusable one. It just grosses me out to no end. So disposable it is. I really, really did like them. I think they're really accessible to grab and everybody can, you know, figure out where what works for them. But I found those to be really useful. It's basically like wearing a diaper, you know, it's great. So that was really useful. And so I would use the Rael period underwear. And then I got witch hazel pads and I would get those ice packs where you crack them and then they freeze or they get cold, I guess. They give them to you at the hospital and then you can just get more at Amazon. And I'll put all of that, this in like my postpartum or like a postpartum must-haves on Amazon cart. So you can go through like Amazon favorites and see what I'm talking about. So anyways, I will have the period underwear. I'll put the ice pack down and then I will layer the witch hazel pads on top. And then someone gifted this to me when I was postpartum with Landon. I noticed such a difference. So I repurchased it for Killian and I repurchased it again for Roman. And it's called Mother Love Sits Spray. And it just helped so much with any burning, pain, anything like that. I have had stitches both times. Not a ton, but it literally, I know they give you numbing spray and all those other things. And I never used them. I just use the Mother Love Sits Spray and it makes such a big difference. And I really, really like it. So that's like practicality things I feel like that were really useful for me that made a difference in just feeling comfortable. It was easy to grab them. For pain, I am telling you, Leafy Prana, so the brand Leafy Organics, L-E-A-F-Y Organics, Prana, the turmeric and the ginger, that was the most useful thing ever for me with any engorgement pain ever. Like, I mean, that works better for me at least than anything I tried. I mean, it worked so well. I would just take it every 2 hours because I definitely had a lot of engorgement pain with Killian, my second. So I have that on hand again. I'm gonna use it, especially for like after birth cramping, which was horrible with my second. So I'm assuming it's just gonna be worse with my third. I will have all of those on hand, and I'm telling you, it just makes such a big difference in your pain levels. And then when you're not as in pain, you can feel better about everything. So that's what I'm doing from practicality standpoint. I will have bought stock in magnesium cream. I don't know if you will understand this if you've never had a child, but I'm telling you, like, that first bowel movement postpartum is just scary. It just mentally scares me. So anyway, I will have a lot of magnesium cream on me. You guys know I use Rocasa magnesium cream, the topical magnesium cream. Rocasa Organics, if you've never ordered for them, they have phenomenal products. I use a lot of their products, but their magnesium cream is literally incredible. And you can use the coupon code Leah, L-E-H-B, to save 15%, or not 15, 20% on your first order. But I'm going to have their magnesium cream. And then I also will have their lymphatic cream. I just use that if you have, if you had to get any IVs or anything with, sometimes it just makes you more puffy from the hydration or from like all the fluids. So I do like that to help support everything moving on down and out. So those are the two that I have there. Okay. And then supplements, nutrition, things like that. What I am, I am having a hospital birth. I feel the most comfortable there. I know. I think that makes every person that I meet go, are you kidding me? Like, you have a hospital birth? I feel totally fine there. I don't know. I do. I've had really great experiences. So I will continue that, hopefully. And anyways, so where was I going with that? Oh, snacks. What snacks do I bring? So I bring protein bars, and I bring meat sticks, and I bring electrolytes, and then I always bring a fun snack. Now, this can look like anything. Typically, it's chocolate. Just like, that's just what I want. So I love the Unreal chocolate-covered almonds with the coconut in them. I will be bringing those. Okay, but I will bring Paleo Valley meat sticks, Paleo Valley superfood bars. I'll also be bringing Aloha protein bars. I will probably also be bringing, they're called David's protein bars. And then I'm bringing Paleo Valley electrolytes. David's protein bars, I can't say I love every single ingredient in there, but they pack a massive like protein punch, which is very filling. So in a pinch, they are great to help support that. So that's what I will be bringing, because a hospital food leaves something to be, a lot is missing from hospital food. And so I just want to make sure I'm starting that nourishment and getting all of that in to help. So I won't be bringing like any of my homemade snacks or anything like that. Just it's hard to keep those. So all of these have to be packaged for me. So I will have all those in there. Aloha should give us a coupon code for you, but I don't have one right now. But Paleo Valley, you can use the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 15%. Their meat sticks, superfood bars, and electrolytes. They just came out with a new electrolyte flavor called apple cider, spiced apple cider. I need to try it. I haven't tried it, but I need to, because that sounds really good. But I typically do the lemon lime. So I will be having those. I'm sure my husband will steal them. Not all of them, obviously, but I will pack double because he will utilize them as well. And then there's a couple things that I will be bringing for after birth cramping, in case of bleeding, and help supporting that recovery. For bleeding, there is a homeopathic remedy, and I'm going to spell this for you because I have no idea how to say it. It's E-R-I-G-E-O-N, Canad, C-A-N-A-D. Irigion, something like that. Definitely very useful for postpartum if you are bleeding a lot and you shouldn't be. So that will be really useful to have on hand. So I'm going to have that. And then I am bringing mugwort tincture. And that's just really helpful for emotionally, like, calming your nervous system after you're kind of like in, it's like an aphrodisiac. You're literally in just another world after you give birth. But I'm talking about after that time, you're like, ow, everything hurts and I'm tired and all of that. We'll have mugwort. So homeopathy, you can just get it from your local health food store. Probably I use, I often use the brand Boron, Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N. And then mugwort tincture, I always use Sublunas. It's spelled just exactly as it sounds. And you can use my name to save at Subluna, which is just L-E-A-H, to save 15%, I believe. So those are the things I will be having, like, at the hospital. I want to bring with me. I want to have all of that support. And then we come into, like, transition. You come home, right? And what have I prepped and done there to help support? So I prepped last time with Killian a ton of breakfast foods, and he was allergic to eggs. So that was just great. So I'm not doing that this time because I'm like, what if I have another kid that's allergic to eggs? So what I'm actually doing is prepping things to make my life easier in terms of the other kiddos. So I'm actually prepping a lot of snacks for them. So they love, like, these granola proteinish, they don't have a ton of protein, but granola proteinish snack bars. So I'm prepping a lot of that for them. And then I'm getting dinners prepared, but not prepped. So, like, meat will be, like, marinated and chopped up and frozen. Meatloaf is a really good one that I like to prep ahead of time. And I'm going to be prepping those, and I'll have those in the freezer. And when you think about postpartum nutrition, blood sugar balance, are you so sick of hearing me talk about this, is so important. And you need even more protein when you're breastfeeding. But especially in those first, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks postpartum, and this is according to Chinese medicine, you want to really, really, really focus on warming foods. So nothing cold. So I won't be drinking smoothies. I won't be drinking anything cold. It's going to be like warm teas, warmed oats. I just said oats for if you like oatmeal. Warmed oats are great with protein. Chilies, stews, like things that are easy to digest and warm and full of warming spices. That's the type of food that I'm going to be focusing on, and very high in protein. And lots and lots and lots of water and electrolytes and teas are going to be great. They're just so useful for helping your body heal during this time. And replenish all of these things that you've lost. So that's what I will be focusing on food-wise. And I actually am going to be looking into getting, there is a meal prep company called Mama's Meals. And it's really amazing. She literally will send you these meals that you can freeze, and they're specifically to help with postpartum healing. So they're all, like, warming, like I talked about, but they're full of really good fat. So she has ghee in there. And she has a lot of organ meats because it's going to be replenishing all of these things that you have lost, and all of supporting the blood loss and all of that that you had. And I just, what a fabulous idea. I mean, she has amazing ingredients, amazing quality. I've heard so many positive rave reviews of people. So I'm definitely going to be checking that out and getting some of that to put in my freezer, especially probably for my breakfasts, because it's super easy to prep breakfasts for the kids, and my husband is awesome about doing that, but it's sometimes really hard to like make food with one hand for yourself. If he's already left for work, and if Roman is anything like my second baby, he never let me put him down. So I'm definitely going to look into that. One of my family's favorite things to do on the weekend, my husband is home for, you know, a longer time, is to make pancakes or waffles for breakfast. Now, you guys know I am all about blood sugar balance, and how are we going to elevate that to help support stable moods and energy and all of that? And I need to tell you about this. So Paleo Valley's unflavored, that's the key part here, unflavored bone broth protein is going to change your life here. Okay. So when we make our, unless you're making a specific type of protein waffle, I want mine to taste like waffles. I don't want an aftertaste of protein. Okay. And this has no aftertaste, and you are getting a massive punch of collagen, of amino acids, of your protein from grass-fed cows. Paleo Valley does an amazing job of using regenerative farmers, and their products are very, very quality. I trust all the things that they make because of how transparent they are about the whole process and what goes in. So you know exactly what you're consuming. But you guys, have you been sleeping on the unflavored? It is such an amazing sub. So I'm going to share my favorite recipe. And this is the most key component. You will make it, and everybody in your family will not believe that you made them protein pancakes. Okay. So you have to use a blender for this. This makes about 6 pancakes. So you do the math of whether you need to double it or not. So I do a 1/2 cup of cottage cheese. I do 2 eggs. You can do a splash of any type of milk alternative that you're using. If you need like coconut milk or almond milk or whole milk or raw milk or whatever you're using. We use 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter, and then 1/2 cup of regular flour, and 1/2 cup of the unflavored bone broth protein, and then 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Blend it in a blender, and then you just make your pancakes as normal. Now, that batch has roughly, so you have like 14 grams from the cottage cheese, you have another 30 from the protein powder, and then you have your eggs as well. So you get a massive kick of protein. And we will top with some more grass-fed butter and warmed up berries. They kind of like melt over your pancakes. You guys, you need to try it. And the unflavored bone broth protein is the key ingredient in there to really get your kick of protein, lower the flour content, and have it taste amazing. Have it taste so, so, so good. So go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. That's paleovalley.com/Leah to save 15%. And everybody in your family will love you forever. But really what you want to be focusing on postpartum for hormone balance is going to be warming, nourishing, warming. Did I say warming? Easy to digest foods and lots of blood sugar balance. I know I talk about it till I'm blue in the face, but you guys, it is so, so, so important. You are naturally more insulin resistant when you are pregnant. Thank you, placenta. And so I really want to support my body coming back to neutral after having a baby. So, that is what I'll be focusing on nutrition-wise. That's why I'll be focusing on food. I already told you what electrolytes I'm using. I'll be bringing in some more tinctures, and herbs when I'm home as well. So I already told you I'd be using mugwort. The other one, that I've already been using and I will continue using is called Nourished Woman by Subluna. And the reason why I'm using it now and I will continue is it has rose hip alfalfa oat straw. So high in vitamin C, but also that is really high in potassium. And it's really, oat straw is really good for your adrenals. So I really want to support that in that postpartum phase because if anything's going to take out your adrenals, it's going to be is going to be not sleeping. Okay. So I'm going to do that. And then there's also an herb blend from a different place called Postpartum Rejuvenation. And this is actually from the place called Shop Womb Medicine. And it's a blend, and it's just really, I haven't used hers before, but I haven't used this one before, but I've used other ones of her blends, and it's just, you can use it beyond immediate postpartum, or you can use it immediately postpartum, like however you would like to do it, but it's great for restoring vitality and helping modulate the stress response, soothe the nervous system, build up the blood again. And what I have used of hers is called Belly in Bloom, which is the one that you use to support pregnancy. And so I'm just literally switching to Postpartum Rejuvenation after I have Roman. So that's what I will be doing herbal wise. I will also be bringing in, I haven't been doing it during pregnancy, but I will be doing it postpartum. And that is the Adrenal Syrup by Rocasa. Again, have I talked enough about adrenals, you guys? Adrenals, blood sugar balance, like this is all my life. This is what I'll just be doing. besides nursing a baby and taking care of a baby and all those things. So I will be doing that. I already gave you the discount code for Rocasa Organics, but I will be using Adrenal Syrup. Hair growth. Postpartum, you're going to lose some hair. It's going to be fine. I have been utilizing Armora colostrum, and I've been using this for 2 years now. And I actually saw a video the other day and I was like, oh my goodness, look at all my postpartum hair growth that I have now, or like from after having Killian. I was so impressed. So I actually really did notice a significant difference using that. So I will continue to use that. And it's just so easy to take. I just dry scoop it. Boom. One scoop in the morning. It's just A-R-M-R-A. And you can use the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save with them. I think it's still active. I don't know. You can try it. See if you save some money. So that will be really useful for postpartum. It's also great for your gut, and your gut lining, which again, I'm telling you that like postpartum is a great setup to just mess things up in terms of not sleeping, the stress, all of the things. So really take the time to slow down and honor this season and support these adrenals and the gut. When I say like literally balance your blood sugar, prepare to balance your blood sugar, please. Focus on warming foods. It's going to be life-changing for you. You will notice a massive difference. I am not kidding. So please, if you do take nothing else from this episode, please do that. Okay. And then I will be continuing on a personalized mineral blend. I'm almost 36 weeks. I retested my hair 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so I changed my formulation a little bit based on what I needed. And then I'm going to retest my hair again postpartum, and I'm going to get another mineral blend based off of what I need. And that is the place of my prenatal. That's what I do at least. It has everything in there that I would need for that. I will say I do also add in beef organs. Well, I've been taking beef organs. I will continue to take beef organs. I do. The mineral blend has no, I formulate it without any vitamin A, so that I have my beef organs. It has my wonderful vitamin A in it. I will continue taking phosphatidylcholine. So great for baby's brain. So I'll be continuing to take that. And then I already told you about magnesium cream, and then to support like calmness, my nervous system, all of that, I'll be doing Reishi from Aversio Wellness, and then Cordyceps. So we don't ever do the caffeine in the morning. So Reishi at night, Cordyceps in the morning. You guys know I use Aversio Wellness. I love them. You can use the coupon code Leah to always save with them. So that's kind of what I'm doing supplement wise. That's what I'm doing nutrition wise. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be, well, and then like literally the physical healing part. And then let's talk a little bit more about the mental health aspect. So I am going completely dark. No, I'm kind of kidding about that, but not really. I really am coming off of social media. I am really coming off of, I have worked so incredibly hard to prep enough stuff ahead of time so that we still have podcast episodes coming out. We still have social media content coming out. We've gotten ahead of the game with the clients, all of these things. So I can truly take some time off. And that is really, really important for me to just truly have a maternity leave. And I think that's really hard to do when you own your own business. And so I've been working very hard to be able to do that. And I'm very grateful that I am able to really be able to take that time. So that's what I'm going to do for my mental health. And then I actually, my husband has 4 weeks of paternity leave, which is going to be amazing. And then I typically have a babysitter that comes twice a week or 1 to 2 times a week. It just kind of depends for when I record podcast episodes and things like that. And so I'm going to have her continue to come, even though I won't be working, to just help, you know, because it's such a joyful time with the little kiddos, and they want to do all of the things and they want to have fun, but you know, you're still recovering. And, even if it's just she comes so I can take a shower by myself, or she comes so I can take a nap, or whatever that is, I am committed to asking for help this postpartum and not trying to just do everything under the sun. So that's just really important, because I know that that's something that I personally really struggle with, is asking for help. So I really encourage you to maybe set some things up in motion so that when you are postpartum, you can ask for help too and have that community, which I understand is not available to everybody. And I'm very grateful that we have access to that. So I think that is going to be really important. And then I'm also really going to be focusing on a few slightly different things. So this will be the same, as I am going to be doing the postpartum hypopressive training, the breath work, pelvic floor. You know, I've worked with Dr. Angie Miller since before I got pregnant with my second. And I literally started doing some of the breathing exercises right after I had Killian, and it did really make such a massive difference. So I will be doing that, just in like not feeling like your organs were like floating all around, and then just helping your core recover, connecting to your core and helping all of that come back. So I will be doing that. I literally started doing the breathing exercises the day after I had him. It was just literally breathing in bed, like doing the things to help center everything. So that was really useful. And then I don't start working out or doing anything like that until 4 to 6 weeks postpartum. And by working out, I mean, I'll do like start with 20 minutes. It's very light. Sometimes I will do walks. It will just depend on the weather. If it's nice out and I want to take the baby out, but I won't be doing that for at least 2 weeks. I just literally am going to hibernate. Baby carriers, my goodness, life-changing. Definitely need a baby carrier. So that is definitely what I will be doing. I really will be just focusing on hibernation. I really will. Asking for help in hibernation, because I think that my biggest downfall in this time is that I will tend to try and just jump in and do everything. And it just never serves me in the long term. Okay. So asking for a lot of help, taking naps whenever I can, which you guys is hard to do, because when you have other kids, it's just really hard. So, when I say that, if you rolled your eyes, I get you. When people are like, you need to prioritize sleep. I have had two really not great sleepers. So Roman, I'm telling you, bud, you're going to be a great sleeper. And I'm going to be focusing on nutrition for blood sugar balance and healing and recovery and milk supply. I mean, the more supportive I am of protein, the better my milk supply will be. Oats are great for milk supply. Brewer's yeast is great for milk supply. I mean, you can pop them in your, if you make like oats, make heated oats, you can pop it in there. This is a tincture I forgot to mention. I always will have like fennel on hand if needed to help support milk supply coming in. Fennel is great for that. And I get those from Subluna. I also do use the Mama's Milk Salve from Rocasa and their nipple cream. I've used both of those with Killian and I loved them. So I will definitely be, I think I still have them. I don't even need to repurchase those things, last forever. I will have those on hand. And then baby products that I like to make sure I have on hand are just like the diaper rash cream from Rocasa, their diaper powder. I do have their tummy oil in case they're, need some stomach support. And then BioRay actually has a great infant probiotic that's specific to colic. So if that's something your baby struggles with, you can definitely look into that one. I think we have a discount code with them. What would it be? Try Leah 10. But the last time I checked, that one was out of stock. So hopefully it comes back in stock for you guys soon. But that's what I'm doing for prepping for postpartum. And then mentally prepping. I do a lot of just sitting and visualizing labor and going through it smoothly and I think that your mind is really powerful in that sense, because labor is a marathon and I definitely think we need to prepare for it. And we also need to prepare for the postpartum in the way and acknowledge that it's not easy and it can be such a beautiful time, and it can also be a really, really hard time if we don't have good support and we're not prepped, and having better food options and made such a big difference when I was postpartum with Killian. So I'm definitely making that change even more so, and really, really focusing on the warming and the nourishing foods with Roman. So I hope this was helpful. I hope I gave you some ideas. So if you have anything that's been a game changer for you postpartum, please, please share.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.